Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day. On Yom Revi'i, the 28th day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 43rd day of the Omer. Today is Yom Yerushalayim. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children we've been davening for: Chaya Yal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Elini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. May our tefillos and may our Torah learning be a schus and merit for refuah shalema for them as well. Please keep in mind those still being unjustly held hostage, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and Arvin Mitanel ben Sonia Tziona, who's being unjustly held in in Iran. May they speedily be released. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dan Milner of Congregation Tiferet Israel in Austin, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Milner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, both Hebrew and English, followed by then the Mishnah Berach for Tzahal, the Mishnah Berach for the Shvuim. Rabbi Milner will conclude with the Mishnah Berach Lecholim, pausing for a while to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to sign up and to register for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Milner.
Thank you so much, and Yom Yerushalayim Sameach to everyone. I would like to talk about the Chag, the holiday, which is quickly approaching on all of our minds, I'm sure, and that, of course, is Shavuot. Well, Shavuot, the Jewish people celebrate the giving and the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai. The question is, what was the Jewish people's connection like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment? Who did the Jewish people think they were in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day when heaven descended to meet earth? So to help answer this question, we need to study a little bit the response that the Jewish people gave upon learning of the very precious gift that they were about to see, to receive, and to be charged to care for. Kol asher dibar Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. Very famous words. All that the Lord has said, we will do, and we will listen. According to the Gemara, Israel's response of na'aseh, of we will do, before saying nishma, we will listen, was not only correct, but it was meritorious. As it says, when the Jewish people accorded precedence to the declaration, we will do over, we will listen, Yasta bat kol v'amra lahen, a divine voice emerged and said to them, Migila levanai razeh, who revealed to my children this secret that only the ministering angels know? In other words, the manner in which the Jewish people responded to God was the exact way the ministering angels, those closest to the Kisei HaKavod, those closest to the throne of glory, respond to God. The Jewish people at the moment of Matan Torah, giving of the Torah, must have felt extremely close to their maker, as close, in fact, as the angels on high. God, in the Gemara's account, calls the people Banai, my children. Clearly, God felt as close to the Jewish people as a parent to a child, and the Jewish people felt as close to God as a child to a parent. But how does this response really demonstrate this? Rabbi Meir Shapir of Lublin answers this question in the following way. He says there's a difference between the child of a king and the servant of a king. child, when commanded by the king, fulfills his parents' word and then waits in anxious anticipation to hear more concerning what else he can do for his parent out of love and devotion. The servant, however, only does that which the king commands, but he doesn't desire to do any additional labors. That is to say, the servant views his relationship to the king through the lens of work. Once the servant has completed his task, he has no more desire to interact with the king. He'd rather go home, relax, not be bothered after a long day. But this, says the Lubliner Rav, this is the great innovation of Israel's response to God, Naseh v'Nishma. We will do and we will listen. For in their response, they showed that they were not like servants to the king, but rather they were like the children of the king. Their response showed that it wasn't enough to just do what their parent asked of them. They also wanted to see what else he would command. Unlike the servant who hears and does and then wants to do no more, the Jewish people, as children of God, children of the king, not only do, they want to hear more from the mouth of their beloved to learn what else they can do so that they can be constantly involved in fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, God's will, every moment of every day. So as we continue to prepare for Shavuot, as we get ready to celebrate Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, let's consider how we relate to Hashem and to Torah in our lives. Do we simply perform mitzvot like a servant? We just want to get the job done so that we can move on and do other things. Or do we perform the mitzvot like a child of the king, doing them because we love our king, always ready to hear what else we can do to fulfill his will and to further our mission? So this Shavuot, I hope that we feel as the Jewish people felt at Har Sinai, that we are as close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the ministering angels, that we are as close to this Kadosh Baruch Hu as a child to a parent. This Shavuot, may that love and intimate connection we have with our Creator open our hearts to always seek to do God's will and open our ears to always listen for one more mitzvah, for one more act of chesed, for one more good deed that we could do to fulfill the ratzon of Avinu Shvashamayim, of our Father in heaven as a parent, out of love, out of devotion, and out of emunah rabah, out of great abundance of faith. We continue with the recitation of Psalm 20. Psalm 23. Mihizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo esar bi notesha yarviseni al meimnu kodinaleni nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'mag leserek leman shemo gam ki elef b'geis hamavet lo ira raki ata imadi shitechal mishantecha hei mayenachamuni Tarok lefanai shulchan neged sorerai bishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revaya Aftov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yamei chayai v'shavti v'beit Adonai le'orech yamim. Psalm 121. Shir l'malot esayinai el ha'arim an yevo ezri ezri ne'im Adonai ose shamayim v'aretz ayitin l'mod raglecha al yanum shamarecha Hinei lo yenum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerach Adonai tzil chayad yinecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yarech balayla. Adonai yishmor ha-metol ra yishmor nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tez chavuecha mi'ata v'yad olam. Psalm 130. Shir ha-malot lima matim karatif Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tiyenos nethal kashivot l'kol tachnunai. Im avonot tishmor yach Adonai miyamod im chaslicha leman tibarei. Hiviki Adonai kivita nashi velizbaro hochalti. Nashi ladonai nishomim laboker, shomim laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai ki im Adonai achefted behar be'im ofdud. Sehu yifdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Psalm 142. Ajiba Elrinati, Kido Tima Od, Hasi Lady Murdify, Ki Amsu Mimeni. Hosia, Mimasger, Nashi Lodos, Echebeta, Diaktiru Tadikin, Ki Tigmol Alai. Continue with Achenu. Achenu, Kobek Yisrael, Hanatinim Bitsara, Shivia, Haom Din Ben Bayam, Uben Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Alehem, Diosia, Mitsara, Raka. ומאפל לאורה, ומשיבו לגאולה, השתה בגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. We continue with the Mishabeach L'Chayilei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishabeach Avotenu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Hu Yibarech Et Chayilei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael Ve'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'Omdim Al Mishmar Arzenu Ve'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon Ve'Abibar Mitzrayim, U'Min Hayam HaGadol Al Labo HaRava, U'Bakom Makom Shehem, Ve'Yavasha Ba'Avir U'Vayam. Yiten Adonai et oivenu hakamim aleinu nigevtem, nigafim lifehem. Hagadosh baruch hu yishmor yatzil chayelenu, mikol tzara v'tzuka, mikol nega u'machala, vishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asei ideihem. Yad bertereinu tafehem v'yatrim v'cheter yishua, v'atere nitzachon, v'kuyam b'hem akatuv. Ki Adonai Elohechem, ha'olech imachem, hilachem lachem imoivechem l'hoshiatchem, v'nomar, amen. Now we continue with the Mishaberach L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Et Nidrei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shviyav V'Yad Kol Achenu Hanatini B'Tzara U'Shviyav V'Avor Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazeh Mitpalel Ba'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotzei Mechoshech V'Tzal Mavet ומושרותיהם ינתק, ומין צוקותיהם יושיעם, ושיבי מהרה לחיק משפותיהם. ידעו לאדוני חסדו ונפלותיו לבני אדם, וקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ובדי אדוני ישובו מבעלתו מרינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, שטון ושמחה יפיגו ונעשו יגון ונחה ונאמר, אמן. And lastly, we continue with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirape Et HaKolim. Anachum mitpalalim b'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimel rachamim aleihem, lachimam rafotam, lachikam uchayotam, vishlach lehem mehirav, ufuash lemam min ha-shamayim, lechol ibarehem, lechol yudehem, v'toshar kol ha-Yisrael, rifuat ha-nefesh, rifuat ha-guf, Ashta Bagalavis Bankarif Ben Omar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Miller. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope all of Klal Yisrael.